Most groups that immigrate to the United States leave their homelands in search of a better life. African Americans are the only ethnic group whose ancestors were brought to this country against their will. White colonists bought them as if they were property. Then they transported them to the New World. Whether traded by enemy tribes or kidnapped by European raiders, Africans were herded into slave camps on the west coast of Africa starting in the 1500s. If they managed to survive the disease and misery of the camps, they took their last steps on African soil at places like the Doorway of No Return on Gouray Island in Senegal and Elmina in Ghana. Over the course of three centuries, armed traders forced 20 million Africans onto ships to transport them across the Atlantic Ocean to European colonies in the Americas and the Caribbean. Once there, they had to plant and tend crops for long hours with no pay. The Middle Passage. Before reaching the colonies, African captives had to endure the Middle Passage. It was called this because it was the middle part of a trade triangle that had three legs. The first brought goods from Europe to the African coast, where they were exchanged for human captives. The second leg extended from Africa to the Americas, where the enslaved men and women were traded for raw materials to take on the third leg, which was the return trip to Europe. After having identifying marks burned into their skin with branding irons, the Africans were shackled together and packed by the hundreds into tiny spaces beneath the decks of the ships. The compartments were unbearably hot, crowded, and stuffy. Many captives died during the Middle Passage due to suffocation, starvation, or sickness. Historians believe that between 10% and 20% of the captives did not survive the journey. Journey to Jamestown. Most enslaved Africans were transported to Brazil and Caribbean islands such as Haiti and Cuba. The first to arrive in the British North American colonies came to Jamestown, Virginia in 1619. Brought in to help grow tobacco and corn, some came directly from Africa, while others had already spent time elsewhere in North or South America. Working the soil with long-handled hoes, they often labored alongside indentured servants, white immigrants, who had agreed to work for a set period in exchange for free or discounted passage across the Atlantic. During the colonial era, 1607 to 1776, tobacco plantations in Virginia and Maryland had the most enslaved people. Many other slaves were forced to work on rice and indigo, a crop that makes blue dye, plantations in South Carolina. For the first 50 years or so of Africans' time in the colonies, there were no official laws designating them as property. Still, slaves lived in harsh conditions and were often cruelly mistreated. As the use of enslaved Africans for manual labor spread through the colonies, their tasks expanded beyond fieldwork to include skilled crafts. In places like the Carolinas, Louisiana, and New York, black people were assigned carpentry, blacksmithing, and wheelmaking jobs. What was it like in the fields? The enslaved found ways to slow down or reduce the work expected of them. They pretended to be sick, accidentally broke tools, and acted as if they couldn't understand simple commands. Some also ran away, but few were able to remain free, and the punishments for getting caught were harsh. Stories and songs. In the areas where field hands lived, they sought relief from their long days of labor through song, prayer, dance, and storytelling. They told tall tales featuring characters such as Old John, Aunt Nancy, and Br'er Rabbit. They created new dishes from familiar ingredients such as rice, okra, and black-eyed peas. Because their captors often banned drums out of fear they would be used to send messages and plan rebellions, they learned to rely on stringed instruments similar to those used in Africa, such as the fiddle and the banjo. Getting the spirit. Prayer services for slaves sometimes took the form of ring shouts. In these rituals, groups of people moved together in a circle, shuffling counterclockwise while stomping their feet and clapping their hands. They would sing and pray aloud, often for hours. To make up for the absence of drums, some ring shouters tapped sticks on the ground or clacked dried animal bones together. The songs they sang would eventually lead to the creation of the Negro spirituals, the blues,